Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The president doesn't. Sometimes you feel like a... That means that it is not illegal. Sometimes you don't. Tear down this wall. Here's Johnny. Hey, Luke, may the force be with you. It was you, Kristen, who shot JR. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And live from the Chicago Allstate, live from the Allstate Showcase Studios on Michigan Avenue and from 303 Wacker Drive, here's Dave Schwann.
Good morning again.
Are you standing?
I am.
I like this.
Yes, yes. This the console and the layout here for the anchor desk in the newsroom is considerably higher.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
It's just raised up higher than we were on the seventh floor. So you can do either way. You've got a high chair.
Yeah.
I never outgrew the high chair. So I've got that, and also you can stand here. I actually was in Thursday and got used to everything. And was standing up to do the newscast. So,
I like that.
This is good.
You know, we did that too in my office. Even though we're moving, we actually bought those little units where you can pick up your monitor and actually lift it up about 2 feet. I stand and work most of the morning.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Those desks are nice.
Yeah.
Where you have the option of putting it down if you want to sit.
But, yeah.
You can do it that way.
I like
Thanks
that.
Again for including me on the Route 66.
Yeah, that was so much fun. You know what? I got to tell you something. I've only done parts and pieces in Illinois and hit specific landmarks. When like going down to Springfield or whatever it might be, I really just have to take some time and actually drive it and do it. And we'll watch the movie Cars before we do that, of course.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention very, very, very quickly is that, you know, as Cheryl indicated, a lot of people ask her, well, what's left of the route? There's a lot left. And throughout the country, and a considerable part of it in Illinois. Not only that, I don't look at Route 66 as a thing of the past. I look at it as...
No, I don't either.
Something, it is history, and it is, you know, a little slower way to travel. But the fact that you've got businesses all along the way that are in business and doing business... brings it very much into the present.
Yeah, and if you've got a little time, I mean, as she said, 3 days to get through Illinois and do that, that's, you know, even if you did half of it one weekend and then came back later and did the other half and went down further downstate, that's what you do. Or like
sure.
drive downstate and then come back up slowly, whatever
sure.
it is. But yeah,
sure, you go to Springfield, come
yeah.
back.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. We're a little tight on time because my 4 o'clock guest was a little winded. So, hello. What do you got going on today? Don't you, besides hosting news through Dean's show, aren't you hosting an event today?
I'm there hosting a concert at DePaul University in the music department.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What time is that?
That will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Lovely.
Part of the community music division there. I've been involved with them for about 10 years, and everybody's looking forward to the opening of the new School of Music Performing Arts Center. That's going to open up this fall, and let me tell you, that is one stunning building.
You know, can you still get tickets to this event today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or can they just
sure.
give you? Give you a 20 at the door? Or?
You can just walk. you. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if there's a free will offering. It's free.
Oh, nice.
Just come in 3 o'clock this afternoon.
But you'll accept 20s.
We will accept 20s gladly.
Okay, good enough.
Gladly.
Good enough. I'm going to stand too. All right. So here's the first history piece. Let's see here. Oh, 1858. Abraham Lincoln says a house divided against itself cannot stand when he accepted the Illinois Republican Party's nomination for the Senate. Not for presidency.
And you know where he said it?
Where'd he say it?
In the old state capitol in Springfield, right on Route 66. You want to see museums?
That's the one right there.
Yes, sir.
Please don't break the mic. We don't have that much left here.
I know. I almost broke it last a couple of weeks ago. It came right out of the socket. 1895, the first roller coaster was introduced. The first roller coaster, as it grew in popularity, experimentation and coaster dynamics took off. It was 1895 that the concept came to fruition with the Flip Flap Railway, located at Sea Lion Park in Brooklyn. Now, you know what's kind of scary about that is they were experimenting with people flying through a track back in 1895. But, you know, there's
you don't think they were strapped in, do you?
Nah, probably not. Oh, gosh, please. No, there was a seatbelt until the 70s. But you know what's funny is there's only a few roller coasters that I remember growing up, and that one was Little Dipper at Kiddyland. And we got a classic commercial. Let's take a little listen. Classic commercial of Kiddyland.
He said he used to go to Kiddyland when he was a kid. I said, what'd you do there? He said, everything a kid did. Hey, son, won't you come along to the neatest kid's place? You know we can't go wrong. So we rode off to Kiddyland. You know he was right. We played all day and well into the night. I said, I had so much fun, Dad. Let's do it again. Because every kind of kid loves Kiddyland.
So that's a little Kiddyland commercial. There was another one in Oak Brook, and I remember my grandfather took me there once. It was only open for about 5 years, I think, but it was Dispenza's Kitty Kingdom. Let's take a listen.
Kids are king
at Dispenza's Kitty Kingdom.
Fun's the thing
at Dispenza's Kitty Kingdom. Exciting rides
to Mickey Allen
Howler. Any ride a quarter.
$6 for $1.
Dispenza's Kitty Kingdom.
Let's go!
A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
Yeah, don't go there. It's closed. 1903. Two things happened in 1903. Ford Motors under Henry Ford Incorporated. So that was like kind of June 16th. The automaker was founded by Henry Ford. It would go on to become one of the largest, most profitable companies in the world. Also in 1903, Pepsi Cola was formed. Pepsi was first introduced as a drink called Brad's Drink in New Bern, North Carolina. In 1893 by Caleb Bradham, which made it at a drugstore where the drink was sold. It was later labeled as Pepsi Cola. In 1903, he moved the bottling of Pepsi Cola from his drugstore to a rented warehouse, and he sold 7,900 gallons of syrup. Here's a vintage, I think a vintage, right? Pepsi commercial vintage. Let's take a listen. A lot of dancing, obviously, going on. Also, 1935, U.S. Congress accepted the FDR's New Deal, which he focused on during the Great Depression. It was three R's, relief, recovery, and reform, and that is relief for the unemployed and the poor. Right?
I'm here, yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. I was talking with Roger for a second there.
Recovery of the economy to normal levels and reform of the financial system to prevent a repeat depression. The New Deal.
Announced here.
It was announced here. That's right, in Chicago.
Yep.
1941, Cheerios cereal was invented in 1941. The name was changed. It was actually called Cheerios.
Cheerios. Instead of Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. And it was really only that until the 70s when like Cinnamon Nut Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios came out. Here's a classic Cheerios commercial.
Fullback Bobby is a boy of nine. He can really hit that line. He's a star because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. He's got go power.
There we go. And in 1956, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin ended their partnership after 16 films. And such a shame. And you hear Jerry Lewis talk about it today, or before he passed away, that he still loved Dean Martin. And it was a shame that they just could not see eye to eye from a business perspective anymore. Here's a little classic Martin Lewis.
I don't know.
So how you been?
Oh, this is when they were reunited on the telethon. The Jerry Lewis telethon. Frank Sinatra brought Dean Martin out.
You know, it seems like we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it. I
show you guys to your room. If you like, the lights are out upstairs.
Sinatra thought they were going to go make out. Let's see here. 1961, CBS Radio canceled Gunsmoke. It was 432 radio episodes. And then TV was the longest, one of the longest TV series. I think The Simpsons just passed the episode count. It was on from 1955
Simpsons
to 75.
Simpsons broke the record?
Simpsons broke the record, yeah, because the Gunsmoke TV series had 635, radio had 432, so over 1,000 episodes of Gunsmoke. I mean, that's pretty legendary. 1969, Hee Haw was debuted with Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Do we have a little of that music? Oh, there we go.
Starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
I remember watching this on Channel 9. I know it premiered on CBS, but it was syndicated, right? In the 70s and 80s,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, right. Yeah, CBS premiered it. And that was a big kind of a novelty show. A lot of people talked about it because it was different when it came on. Country music then wasn't what it is now, you know, in terms of a wide popularity.
585 shows, one-hour shows. Roy Clark, Buck Owens, Grandpa Jones, Minnie Pearl Jr. samples. But it ran through 97. I didn't know it ran that long.
I didn't either.
Yeah, look at that. In 1980, the Blues Brothers premiered in Chicago. 1980, American musical technicolor comedy film by John Landis, starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd as Joliet, Jake Elwood, and Elwood Blues. It was, of course, came from an NBC Saturday Night Live sketch. And there's a Saturday Night Live, The Experience exhibit happening right now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. 312-981-7200. They're worth $25 a piece, $50, two tickets to the Saturday Night Live Experience exhibit. And I'll tell you today, it's going to be raining all day. You're not going to have much to do. Go to the exhibit. I'll buy. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll be right back.